Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining us again for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Yeah, there's so many things going around here at the church and in our community, and just come be a part of it. When we say welcome home, we really mean it. Just come on. And if you like to check us out online, you can watch us live at live.sugarhill.church. Today, though, I want to take part two in my three-part series on Jonah on this weekday podcast. I think I mentioned last Friday that one of the things I love is that this is always a 5 or 6 minute devotion that has three unique characteristics. One, it's brevity. I mean, most people like me, you can take in 5 or 6 minutes. You just don't have an hour. So we want it to be short. Number two, we want it to be a cup of encouragement, like a great cup of coffee. I got to tell you, when I taste a really good cup of coffee, I know it. And it's like, man, it is so good, especially at like 6 a.m. You know, I got to get off that. But third, not just a cup of encouragement, but it's biblically based. It gives you scripture each weekday. So please share these with others. Tell other folks about them. Post them on your social media. It would be great. We really, really have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of folks that listen to this. And we'd love for it to be thousands upon thousands upon thousands. So Jonah, when we last left him, Jonah has gone the opposite way. God said, go to Nineveh, which is a really messed up city full of sin and evil. Matter of fact, we would compare Sodom and Gomorrah to this city. But he goes to a city called Joppa, where Joppa is a place like a port area. And he buys a ticket, hops on a boat, and he's headed on this boat across the big lake, the sea. And he's going the opposite way, headed toward a different place called Tarshish. Well, it's not really that cool because he comes up short and realizes when God sends a storm upon the water that it's not just him, but all the other boats around there. I mean, it's getting life-threatening. And so the sailors are like, dude, I don't know what's wrong, but whoever it is, they need to fess up. And so Jonah finally just says, hey, it's me. But in Jonah chapter 3, listen to what the Lord said to Jonah again. In verse 1, it says, then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. And this time Jonah obeyed the Lord's command, and he went to the city of Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap to show their sorrow. Now think about this. This has happened, and all he had to do was be obedient. And in Jonah 3, verse 9, the scripture says, who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. This is what the people have now said. Now remember, God has sent Jonah to Nineveh, but he went the opposite way. He said, hey, it's all on me, guys. Throw me into the water. And when he does, the storm stops, but yet there's a great fish that swallows him. He spends 3 days in the belly of the fish, and then he throws up on the beach, and he throws up Jonah. And the reading in this world says, yes, we're evil. Yes, we're horrible. But look what happens in the city when one guy gets a second chance and God says, still now go do what I want you to do. Has Jonah learned his lesson? I mean, after 3 days in the sour belly of a fish, Jonah is thrown up. I mean, he's vomited onto dry land and God gives him a second chance. God repeats his orders to preach to the people of Nineveh. Let me just stop and say, after 3 days in the belly of a fish, I'll promise you, I'm all in. But I can remember, like I said last Friday, I can remember being in a work truck and riding between Lilburn and Lawrenceville, Georgia on Highway 29, and the Lord saying, Chuck, I'm going to give you another chance because when you were 15, I called you to vocational ministry, and now you're in your late 20s and you're almost 30, and I want you to do this. I'm going to give you another chance. And you know what I found? I was so grateful. Like Jonah, I ran the second time and become a children's pastor. Oh my stars, imagine me, a children's pastor, and it might have been the most fulfilling work ever. This time, like me, Jonah obeys. And he begins to preach, but something is puzzling. Something seems wrong. Jonah's short sermon speaks only of judgment. There's no word of hope, no offer of forgiveness, no call for repentance. The same Jonah who has tasted God's grace now has no grace to offer Nineveh. This is so crazy, but it's like us. When we get enough for us, we rarely want more to spill out onto other people, and yet this is what we're called to be. In spite of Jonah's lack of effort, the entire city repents. Everyone, from the children playing in the streets to the king in the palace, repents of their sin and pleads for God's mercy. So the word of God and his compassion shines through. And when he sees Nineveh's sorrow and when he sees their repentance, God recognizes it and spares the entire city. Our God is a God of grace. That should give you this huge amen. I mean, wherever you're riding, roll all four windows down and scream, amen, my God is a God of grace. Well, this is great news for us. When we repent and we put our trust in Jesus, when we choose to throw ourselves overboard, he will indeed capture us, but it might be a difficult season. But God, this is so beautiful. When we repent and put our trust in God, he doesn't withhold any judgment, but he rightfully, in his own way, offers us forgiveness. And this compassion ought to change our entire attitude toward every other person in the world so that we might show mercy, grace, and compassion instead of being quick to judge. Lord, we know we deserve your judgment, but through Jesus our Lord, we know your great love. When we see others, may we have enough compassion, enough love, and enough grace that it might flow out of us and we might act as your children. Friends, today, let this God that gives you the second chance give you the second. You say, well, Chuck, I'm on number 17. That's all right. Let today be the last and let him show up with enough grace, enough mercy, enough forgiveness for you that he uses you to help change the world. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.